Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO Catholic Schools Week, and several students and the principal in from St. Brendan Catholic School here in Mexico. Trey Burley, you're in eighth grade, sir, and tell us a little bit about Catholic Schools Week for you this week and some of the things that you've enjoyed doing.
Well, we had a lot of different things we did, like Monday, the obstacle course. Tuesday, we had a scavenger hunt with our prayer families. It's like a group with a bunch of people from like kindergarten to eighth grade, all mixed in. It's a good opportunity to meet different people from other grades, like younger people and older people. And today, eighth grade will be preparing meals for other grades with their grandparents or parents. Thursday will be a movie day. Friday, and we go bowling.
All right. That sounds like a great week. Tell us about this obstacle course. Did you go through that, and what were some of the obstacles on the course, okay, if you will?
So the first obstacle was like tic-tac-toe racing. So you had to run to the middle and like throw a beanbag into the tic-tac-toe. The teams were all the girls, me and Connor, and then all the boys with Emma.
Connor Fisher?
Yep.
Okay, I know Connor.
And then the second one, we had to like jump into the thing and then go to the side. It was weird. We had to jump into hula hoops. And they tried to get the boys and the girls on a different side to go at the same time, but we kept colliding into each other, so that didn't really work.
Who did best, the boys or the girls?
Well, at first, we were trying to get, like, everyone to, like, go first. So I think the boys, because they were going equally, not messing up. And then the girls went, and they messed it up.
So. Cassandra, do you have a different opinion of that?
I think we all messed it up together.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to know. Trey's very insistent that did not happen. What's your favorite part about Catholic Schools Week?
My favorite part is where we get to dress up, what God is calling us to be. I was a swimmer because I just think I'm called to be a swimmer.
Yeah? Yeah. Now, you were telling me you did play a little bit of sports at St. Brendan's. Tell us a little bit about that. What did you play?
This year, we just had basketball. Well, for 8th grade boys. I mean, for the boys and girls for 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th. But they keep subbing the 6th graders in, so we have enough subs. Well, this year, we did pretty good. There was a lot of tight games, and we lost a few, we won most. It was a good season.
Very nice. Now, you said that you're called to swimming. Do you swim currently, and where do you swim at?
Well, my team is the Mexico Marlins. It's in town, but I swim all over. Like, we go to Nationals in Florida, and last weekend we were swimming in the MU pool. It was fun.
How big is the MU pool? Crazy large?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be a 50 meter, but it can also be a 25 yard.
Like, nice.
They can change it.
Do you get to practice anywhere here locally in Mexico?
Yeah.
The YMCA?
The YMCA. We practice at Mexico YMCA.
Very nice. We're going to bring Ms. Coulson into the conversation here a little bit. Kind of your thoughts about Catholic Schools Week. I know I've been over several times taking some photos in. The Parents and Grandparents Day seems to be very popular. It fills up the cafeteria. But from your aspect, tell us a little bit about Catholic Schools Week.
So Catholic Schools Week is celebrated across the nation all the same week. And it's really just recognizing how the impact of Catholic schools on the community and within the parish, but also, you know, the community at large. This year's theme is actually unity and faith and community. And so we look to celebrate the fact that we can do that within the school and also provide an excellent education to our students.
I've seen the science projects that go on over during this time, too. Is that happening again this week?
So they're doing a smaller version of that where some of the students will go on to the diocesan science fair, but they're not having one in-house this year. They'll have another one next year. So that'll be an every other year thing for our school. But one of the things they are also working on are some art projects that will be displayed during Corned Beef and Cabbage for the public to see. But they're working on those items right now to prepare for that.
Very nice. Cassandra, Trey, did you guys work on any art projects for this? No?
I don't know.
No. Okay.
They just finished one and are getting ready to start one. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that for sure. I think we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll wrap things up here on Meet the Community this morning, celebrating Catholic Schools Week on AM 1340 KXEO.